Just so you know, as you're listening to this episode, you may have one more opportunity to catch my free live workshop that I'm putting on. 3 practical ideas to bring your high school counseling program back to life in the new year by heading to counselorclick.com/workshop to get you energized for 2022. More importantly, though, doors are officially open for the second time this year to the Click Collaborative, my high school counseling membership. You'll hear more about that at the workshop, but I wanted you to go check it out at clickcollab.com. That's CLIQUECOLLAB.com. It's the high school counselor community you need to keep you motivated and chugging forward into this new year. That's clickcollab.com. Now, on to episode 5 of High School Counseling Conversations. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. I rarely stop to think about it, but when I remember that high school counselors are doing so much of the same job, just all in different places, I feel seen for a second. Inputting transcripts, listening to teenage relationship angst, returning a very angry phone call with grace and a smile, high school counselors literally do it all. No matter where you're located, what the makeup of your student body looks like, how many kids are on your caseload, I know that you could use a reset of your surroundings as you head back into this semester. In this episode of High School Counseling Conversations, episode 5, we're going to talk about 3 main places to look to reset your surroundings. Okay, the first place to reset is your office space, your physical office space. How did you leave your office when you left for winter break? I'm not a clean desk counselor by nature, but before a break and oftentimes on Fridays, I would try and straighten up so that I would walk into something predictable on Monday. Ha, because we all know that Mondays can be extremely unpredictable. So this is the one thing that I felt like I could control. Even if you cleaned up your desk or your office before break, chances are the explosion has already returned. Do you have piles of papers that got too tall for your desk, so now you've moved them to the floor? Do you have sticky notes for days just taunting you of the things that you still have to get done? Reset your desk. Find a place for everything. Get that trash can out. Drag in that recycling bin. If it doesn't have a place, purge it. There is so little need for papers these days. File the papers or scan them into PDFs on your computer and then trash the rest. If you have old bell schedules, lunch schedules, calendars, or phone directories on your walls or bulletin boards, replace them or throw them out. You don't have the physical space or the mental space for things that don't matter right now. Secondly, but get ready, this one is ambitious. Organize the files on your computer. Reset your actual computer space where you do so much of your work. I know, you save that one thing to your desktop background so you wouldn't forget that it was there. Now you don't ever even touch it. File that baby away. Resetting your computer space seems trivial. It's the thing that always moves its way down my to-do list and never actually gets done. And at the same time, I've got my Google Drive window open saying, okay, what else might I have named this file because I can't find something that I'm looking for? Block off some time to put your recommendation letters, your presentations, and your who knows what else in some organized folders on your computer. Future you will thank present you. And lastly, space number 3 that you should reset is your high school counselor community. Maybe this place is non-existent right now, or a high school counselor community has never existed for you in the first place. You might be a one counselor show at your school, or your school's physical location may be rural. If either of these are you, this is especially important. Maybe you're surrounded by some slightly negative Nancys and you're trying to see the light, but it's constantly being dimmed when all you hear back is things like, that'll never work, or good luck getting them to do that. Nothing drains me more, y'all. You need to find your people. Remember when I mentioned the Click Collaborative at the beginning of this episode? It's a high school counseling membership, meaning you pay monthly or yearly and save on 2 months, like a Netflix or a Book of the Month club, for something really awesome. Each month, you get access to a new private podcast episode with a topic that we focus on for the month, a Q&A episode with questions from you, the members, which also comes in the form of private podcast episode, and a high school counselor community that just gets you. I'd love for you to head over to clickcollab.com to see for yourself if it'd be a good fit for you. Shoot me a DM on Instagram if you have questions. I'd love to have you join us inside before doors close on Thursday, January 27th. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.